Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
So my scripture, I came with two scriptures actually. And this is one of them. So I can as well just start from here. She read from Luke, right? But I want to read the Mark equivalent, chapter 14. Mark 14, I'll read quickly because of time. I'm particularly interested in the communion today. It will fill up the gap, create what is not there anymore, bring about all that you will ever need to be all that he has made you to be. I love him. From verse 32, then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. Luke's account is a little more explanatory here than this one, because that one says, pray with me for 1 hour, then he went further. Okay. And he took Peter. We're still on. That's good. He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled. He began to be troubled and deeply distressed. That was Jesus. So you can imagine the disciples. No wonder they slept. No wonder they slept. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch. The Luke's account says, pray with me for 1 hour. So he went a little further and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. Verse 36 is key. And he said, Jesus said, Abba. You know, that's what the Spirit convicts us of. The Spirit so much gets us to a place of total conviction that we are his children. That's where miracles begin to happen. When you are convicted to the place where you see yourself as a son and him your father, miracles will follow you. Because the attributes of your kingdom, of your family, will follow you. That was the relationship that Jesus had with him while on earth. My Father, Abba Father, my Father. And everything he did or said, he would always refer to my Father. And things began to happen. So much so that when they were asking to show him the Father, remember, come on, we've been sharing from John 14, remember? He said, have I been so long with you and yet you are asking me to show you the Father? Don't you know that if you see me, now, that's the Abba relationship, which we further see in John 14. Okay, you remember that message? Go pick it up. There were Sunday messages, actually. So here, he said, Abba, Father, that is covenant, in the covenant manner, my Father. The next line, everybody repeat it with me. Who said that?
Jesus.
To who?
To Father.
Was that a statement of truth?
Yes.
A true statement? Why would Jesus say that? Because he knew it to be so? Or because he had experienced it and he had demonstrated it before the people? Come on, somebody help me. No, okay, I mean, Pastor Lumpty is answering me. The only reason he was saying that, one, or the reasons he was saying that was he knew who he was. He knew who the Father was. He knew they were one. He knew his standing was as good as the Father's standing. Hallelujah. He knew the Father would not do anything on earth without coming through him because he was on earth flowing. And he said, if you don't believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, then believe for the works, for the miracles you see. Just the miracles. That alone is enough to tell you that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. So you are looking for the Father? Come on. So when he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for who? Wow. So, whatever the situation in your life, if you are a son, hello, relax.
Amen.
The only problem is if you don't know you are a son. Oh, son telling father, say, my father can do everything. That's what he was saying. There is nothing you can't do. You can kill, you can make alive. All is in your power. Now look at the request. Take this cup away from me. If he stopped there, Jesus wouldn't have gone to the cross. Because the father was more than able to take the cup away. I don't know what cup you are bearing today. If the cup is in the context that Jesus was speaking, your destiny, God will help you carry it.
Yeah.
I say in the name of Jesus, he will help you carry it.
Yeah.
There is nothing too far gone that cannot be reversed. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you believe?
Yes,
this is the word of God.
Yes,
this is the reason for which I'm kept alive today. So I can let people know that this is real and it is still happening. This is the truth. Don't write off God. The fact that you've not been seen doesn't mean it's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, it has happened.
Amen.
So my duty is to get you to the place where, look, we are dealing with you and your father. Come on. The issue here is between you and your father. All things are possible. Nevertheless, not my will. Where was his will? Take this cup away from me. You have a will today because the possibilities of God will flow into that. So what's wrong with this man? I'm enjoying Jesus. Yeah. Take this cup away. But that, see, the answer to that question will determine whether his destiny on earth will be fulfilled. And what was the question was against the destiny that he and God, his father, had agreed upon. Say, why am I saying this? Because I know you can do it. You are more than this, God. Like my father, I know you. You can do all things. All things are possible. Come on, somebody say possible, possible, possible. Come on, say this again. Pop. So what Jesus was saying is that there is no impossibility with you. I hope somebody's theology is changing now. Nevertheless, don't honor my will. I submit my will at this moment to your will. That was the only reason God could do what he would do. Allow him to go to the cross. You can hold God out. Don't tell me that you understand grace. You understand faith. Mm-mm. Please understand God. Then grace will be your servant. Faith will be your servant. Understand Jesus. Nevertheless, not my will. Why? Because God will not counter your will. So that's the much I want to take here. But you see, from what she shared, I have a lot that I can still add to this. Later in the message, when I begin to tell you how to make possibilities, impossibilities possible. One of them will be prayers. Of course, it's prayers. What did Jesus do here? Come on, tell me. When he was struggling with his will, what did he do? Pray. Yeah. When it looked impossible, he didn't say, I'm a man like anybody anyway. Koburu, I can do it. Hey! Everybody gets through pressure. Yes, but the Bible says that he began to be troubled. He was greatly depressed in his mind. I feel the fire now. So you see how all these things relate? Can you see the place of prayer? I can't teach you the place and say that I say don't pray. No, there's a place for prayer. Because we're dealing with human will and God's will. Now, if Jesus said God can do all things, please, Holy Ghost, help me. Any deviation from that in my belief is error. It's going on a tangent. If Jesus, my creator, my savior, my shield, my glory, my wisdom, my light, the lifter of my head, if Jesus will tell me that there is nothing impossible with my Father God, then help me believe it. Because I want to give a command right now in the name of Jesus on your behalf. If there's an impossibility in your life and it's a matter of life and death, I want you to come out. Life and death. So it's not everybody. Life and death. I know there are others, but this is life and death. Just stand there. Now you've heard about him, like we've all heard today, from the testimonies to the song ministrations to the worship to the few words I've shared today. Why don't you just turn it over to him? Because this is miracles before our eyes. This is miracles. I mean, this is a miracle. You've been hearing before, now it's your turn. Don't even think twice. Because the one you proclaim to people is one that's going to do a miracle here now, and he's doing it right now, right now. Release yourself right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, pastors, go ahead. If Jesus says this can be done, why will you doubt him? Why will you doubt him? Why will you? Why will you? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And please come back to testify and tell people anywhere you go and let them know that he's alive and well. Hallelujah. No impossibilities with him. Jesus said so. Hallelujah. Receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said it. Had Jesus not said, nevertheless, he wouldn't have died on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God can do anything. Hallelujah. I join my faith to your faith. I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. In the name of Jesus. If you are quartered to dying, I stand today as an oracle of God in covenant with God through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the blood of Jesus. I reverse it in Jesus' name. All over the hall, across the internet, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. I speak life to your situation in the name of Jesus. In our kingdom, there are no impossibilities. But it's subject to our belief, which informs our wills. Because despite the fact that there are no impossibilities, if you don't know it, and you trust more on the world of impossibilities, you will be walking through, you'll be struggling with so many things. But when you have come to terms with the fact that I belong to a kingdom where there are no impossibilities in the name of Jesus, then your will be to see impossibilities turn around. And God will back you up in the name of Jesus. And angels will move on your behalf. The Holy Ghost will be at work 24/7 on your behalf. I'm not joking. True. What I'm just saying is that this is your heritage. You're a Christian. That's why, as elementary as it looked, the testimony of that brother, fantastic. Fantastic. Which devil can do this? Only God can touch you like this. He loves you. He loves you. He does. Odiro ye dikagi. Softly. Jehovah Odiro. He loves you, my sister. Dikagi. Odiro ye dikagi. Ide bube marama odiro. Don't let the devil tell you a lie. You are an unusual subject, or rather object, of his love. He loves you. If you were the only one living on earth, he would still have died for you. He loves you. Believe in me, he does. He does. Everything that God ordains for your life, I release in the name of Jesus. An unusual understanding. Grace to understand him and walk in this abundance of grace in Jesus' name. Can't you see he loves you? He loves you. What if I'm not born again? It begins with you getting convinced enough to know that he died for you and accepting the greatest love. To buttress what I'm saying, I won't turn to it in Mark chapter 9. When the father of the epileptic boy brought the boy to Jesus. But Jesus wasn't there. He was on the Mount of Transfiguration. When he came down, the question the father of the boy threw at Jesus straight away was, every gang up against you is in trouble right now. In the name of Jesus. And the question he threw was, Master, or Jesus, if you can do anything. Jesus threw a question back at him. If you can believe. Come on, help me. All things are to who? To him that so I command your healing in Jesus' name. If you are seeking your relationships, your marriage, your finances, your business, thank you. He's here. So I command in the name of Jesus a reversal. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Because he's here. In my life, in your life, testimonies. In the name of Jesus. If you are witnessing some stagnation in your business, your ministry, your vocation, or things are not going too well with your children, I command in the name of Jesus, reversal. I release life in the name of Jesus. Into every aspect of your life, in the name of Jesus. Somebody says the doctors have diagnosed liver disease and hepatitis, and his or her wedding is around the corner. We reverse it. In the name of Jesus, we command a healing flowing on the vehicle of the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus. Somebody says provision from God to settle my daughter's school fees. You came in thinking, next week you will testify. In the name of Jesus.
Just before we share the grace, you have one extra opportunity to take authority. You are in the presence of your maker. I'm not talking of me. No, I'm in the presence of my maker. His name is? And he's here. So what do you think is impossible? Now, come on, 1 minute. Quick. Say, in the name of Jesus, I serve the God of all possibilities. And I declare, my Father, with you all things are possible. So I decree in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Did God hear you? Are you sure of results? Come on, worship him and give him praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukeju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.